If you ain't into that, we don't give a damn.
We came from the West Virginia coal mines and the Rocky Mountains
and the western skies. We can skin a buck.
And we can skin a buck. We can run a trot line and a country boy can survive.
And that's what the globalists take. They want domesticated people.
Country folks can survive.
All right, Gerald Celente's coming up. I want to finish up with some of your phone calls. I got a whole stack of reports on weather weapons and what's really going on, and I'm going to wait until tomorrow. I'm going to shoot a special report on this today. I got congressional reports and other stuff I want to get, and then I'm going to do it justice tomorrow and the next day because people are ready to hear the truth on this. Now let's jam in some more phone calls. Barry in California, thanks for calling. Go ahead.
Hey, can you hear me okay, Alex?
Yes, I can. Go ahead.
Yes. I've been awake since 2009. I started listening to you in 2009. Retired military here in California, where tyranny is rampant. But there's two people you guys need to check out. Coach JV, at Coach JV on X. And he's talking about between October 6th through the 15th, there's going to be all kinds of distractions that are going to freak us out. And then there's another one, Jessica Rojas. She's Cats for Me, 2021. And she said she has a high-level person in her family and the military and said to get her stuff ready since April. And that there's going to be not a civil war, but a revolution.
Yeah, well, I don't know who those people are, and I'm sure they're great. The Democrats say they're going to have civil war conditions. They say they're going to overthrow the country. I played the clips. And people never liked the actual clips of Hillary saying, ban the First Amendment, or they're going to have a civil war, they're going to arrest all of us. It's like, oh, they admitted it. Everybody's like, oh, I don't care if it's admitted. And then it's like, if it's a rumor, though, everyone loves it. It's like, oh, my God, I heard a rumor. And I'm not putting those people down. I'm not putting you down. I'm just saying they've already appointed Kamala. She didn't get one vote. They removed Biden. So, yeah, we're already under a coup. Yeah, we're in. They already tried to kill Trump twice, brother.
Yeah. And so are you still there?
Yep, sure am.
Yeah, so my main thing for Colin is, no matter what happens, no matter if they cheat, if God wants Trump to be president, he'll be president. The problem is the church. What I mean by the church in America needs to wake up. We have a right to vote. God gave us that right to vote, and we need to. I go to Calvary Chapel, Chino Hills. Jack Hibbs is our pastor. And we stayed open during COVID.
That's good. That's good. I got to jump, brother. Thank you. Now, Gerald Celente is the top trends forecaster. He always kicks ass. And he's about to take over. But I promised I would get to your call. So when I come back, I'm giving each caller, because I want to hear from you, a minute and a half. We're only going to take four of them. All right? We're going to do Miss Lou, Carol, that's my mom's name, Jeff, and Alexandra. I'm going to go to right to you. And then I'm going to hand the baton to Gerald Celente, who's got a ton to cover. And then Owen Schroyer in 57 minutes, The War Room, 3 to 6 p.m. And these could be the last InfoWars shows. If the bad guys buy it on November 13th, they've got a plan to shut us down very, very quickly. And on the 17th, or the 16th, 17th, they're having a hearing in Austin trying to take over the company at the state level. And man, we keep surviving, and people go, oh, is this real? You just watch. Of course it's real. So I want to thank you all for your support and encourage you again. Whatever happens to InfoWars, regardless, support our sponsors, thealexjonesstore.com. That supports InfoWars and going forward regardless. Thealexjonesstore.com, a lot of new t-shirts up there. This new superfood is incredible. The CMOS, it's next level with the iodine and more. And then, of course, we've got straight donations for legal defense that I absolutely have to have. I want to thank those that have supported. RealAlexJones.com, RealAlexJones.com. Those are the coordinates of action. Thank you for your support. TheAlexJonesStore.com and RealAlexJones.com. We'll be right back with a few final calls and the great trends forecaster, my good friend, Gerald Celente.
The Save Alex Jones Broadcast Limited Edition Fundraiser T-shirt is available at thealexjonesstore.com. This exclusive limited edition T-shirt is your chance to stand with Alex Jones and support the ongoing fight for free speech. Featuring the bold red InfoWars logo prominently displayed on the front, this shirt is more than just a piece of apparel. It's a statement of solidarity. Crafted from high-quality materials, the shirt also features the InfoWars.com website and an American flag on the sleeve, symbolizing the fight to keep independent voices on the air. Every purchase of this T-shirt goes directly to ensuring that no matter what obstacles arise, Alex Jones will continue to broadcast the truth. Wearing this shirt means you're part of the mission to protect free speech and keep Alex Jones broadcasting. Get yours now before this limited edition sells out, and wear it proudly as a defender of the truth. Visit thealexjonesstore.com right now and get the Save Alex Jones Broadcast Limited Edition Fundraiser T-shirt now. Get yours now.
Globalist's worst nightmare and the Patriot's best friend, Alex Jones.
All right, the mighty, informative, incredible Gerald Celente is going to take over in a few minutes, but right now, let's take more calls here on the Alex Jones Show. Miss Lou in Florida, you're on the air. Thanks for calling.
Hey, Alex, I got the trifecta, the Bodays, the President T-shirt, and I just hit give, send, go.
Thank you. Couldn't do it without you. You are absolutely pissing off the New World Order. Go ahead.
Why I'm calling you is I'm here in North Florida looking down the barrel of this storm, and David Axelrod is total POS spokes for the CIA, telling people that North Carolina is going to be lost because of that storm. Well, they want to do the same to Florida. That's why it'd be great if you get into the details of this weather weaponization. That being said, Milton's supposed to hit as a 4 at Tampa. Now, if you go to Underground, Weather Underground, it's wonderground.com. They are the best for predictions and tracking. So this is really dangerous, okay? And early voting in Florida does not start until October 26th. So if we get a real power down, if people really lose their homes along that coastline there, because it's highly populated, Tampa.
Yeah, that's the part of the state that wins it for Republicans. Isn't that interesting?
That's right. That's exactly right. So I have no idea how angry. Well, yeah, I know you know how angry I am. So anyway, that's the story. I don't want to keep you. I know you've got other callers, but.
Yeah, it's now a Category 5, 175 mile an hour winds, headed straight for the most conservative area of Florida, or one of the most.
Yeah, hello. Bingo.
Absolutely insane. Anything else, Miss Lou?
No, that's good. And keep up the fight, sir.
Thank you. You're the one doing it. Thank you. All right. Alexandra in Alabama. You're on the air worldwide.
Hi, Alex. I'm a first-time caller to you, but a very long-time listener. My husband and I are seniors on a fixed income and paying tax on our Social Security. We have supported you for years, buying your supplements, T-shirts, hats, flags, and knives. We support you fully because the American people and the world would not be aware as they are if it were not for you. We, the Info Warriors, owe you so much for exposing truth, facts, and your knowledge. Thank you so much, Alex, and we love you so much. And I just want to add, they will fail at everything because God is on our side. And I just wanted to add, I love you, Gerald Celente, one New Yorker to another.
Well, Gerald liked hearing that. He is a beautiful person, good friend of mine. There he is.
Yes.
He's coming up in a moment. All right, Alexandra, couldn't do it without you. Thank you and your husband. Two more calls and Gerald takes over. Carol in California, then Jeff. Go ahead, Carol.
Yes, this is Carol. Can you hear me?
I can, Carol. Thank you.
Hello, Alex. I'm so tickled pink to get through to you. I've been listening to you for years. I'm all choked up. I just want to say you're not going anywhere, and they can't take your name or your personhood from you because those things are God-given. You're a self-made man, and you use the gifts and talents that God bestowed upon you to create this little empire that you have that is destroying the cabal, and they can't stand it because you know how to reach people, and you're pure. Everything you say is just and right. So, you know, I just know that God has you in his hands. He's putting you on the wings of eagles. He's going to fly you up out of the stress of all this. And like you were speaking earlier about peace, I pray for you that you will have peace and your wife and your children and all the people that work for you. We love every one of you. All the guys, all the gals that have come and gone, I've just enjoyed you so much over the years.
Well, let me say this, Carol. It's humbling what you say. It's you that did this. It's your support. I thank you. We're all in this together. And you humble me, and I'll fight as hard as I can. Thank you so much. Anything else?
I buy all your products as I can. I'm sitting on my, I've got my table here. I take pictures of them even. Nitric Boost, Energy 273, Real Red Pill, Brain Force, Survival Shield. I could go on and on. Living Defense, 1776 for my son. Oh, and my son said that he wishes he and I could join you and what's his name, the rocker, go shooting with you guys and teach us how to shoot a gun.
I would love to do that. I would love to do that with Ted Nugent. Thank you so much. Beautiful lady. Thank you. Final caller, then Gerald takes over. Jeff in South Carolina. Go ahead.
Alex, I've been with you a long time. I don't know if you remember me, but in 2006, I sent you 3.5 hours of footage from the Freemason Temple 522 in upstate New York.
I remember we've gotten a lot of stuff. I think I remember, yes.
You and your great crew made an hour-long documentary out of it. It was fantastic. I'm down in South Carolina now, and I'm furious with my U.S. Senators, Tim Scott and Lindsey Graham, who, Asheville, North Carolina was under 10 feet of water. They were bragging about giving $16 billion to Israel and to Ukraine and sending...
Oh, listen, I saw Lindsey Graham last week. Sean Hannity goes, oh, isn't it terrible? The hurricane goes, I don't want to talk about that. I want to talk about getting more money to Israel. And nothing against Israel, but my God, that's sick. He couldn't even spend time on his own state.
Yeah, I was lucky because the storm went west of me just by the grace of God or the weather weapons, whatever it was. But I can't wait to see your new report on that. Everybody get the T-shirts. They fit great. They feel great. You'll make a lot of new friends talking about it. And my father, New York, loves Gerald Celente.
Everybody loves Gerald, but tyrants. And speaking of him, he's taking over here in about a minute. I'm just going to say this one more time to listeners. It's action time. If you want to support us, go to thealexjonesstore.com, thealexjonesstore.com. They got hoodies. They got T-shirts. They got limited editions. They've got all this great stuff on there. They got fundraiser shirts. They've got the ultimate CMOS. It's next level iodine and other key compounds. It is the superfood of superfoods. You want that. It's 40% off out of the gates. TheAlexJonesStore.com. And if you want to make a straight donation to Legal Defense, the left is all over the news pulling their hair out because if we just keep getting support, we'll stay in the fight. It's a war. And you cannot support any organization more, in my view. It's going to have a bigger effect than the donations at RealAlexJones.com. RealAlexJones.com. I want to thank all those that did donate. A lot of great comments from the donators. Be sure and go read those. Whether it's a dollar or $100, it all counts. Thank you so much. You humble me. We're only, 36 days, 37 days till they can shut us down? 28 days to the election? I mean, this is go time, ladies and gentlemen. Absolute go time. It's time for you to take action. I want to thank you all. All right, Gerald Celente, the great trends forecaster, takes over now. Gerald.
Thank you, Alex, and thank you for all that you do. And everybody, listen to what Alex is saying. Censorship is the American way. Last week on InfoWars, I read the garbage spewing out of the mouth of that little daddy's boy, a little boy of nothing, an arrogant little clown, John Kerry. Yeah, I'm from the Forbes family. Yeah. Who said that we basically have to do away with the First Amendment. Because it's stopping us from selling all the crap that we're spewing out of our crap-filled mouths, and the people aren't swallowing it. And then we heard Hillary Clinton come up last week. Same thing. Misinformation. If you don't believe the crap spewing out of my lousy, ugly mouth, you believe in misinformation. This is what's happened in my lifetime, man. It blows me away. And thank you the last two, you know, about being a New Yorker. It's a different trip. It's a different trip. I'm born in the Bronx, 1946. Woo! At the height of America. The height of America. We win World War II. We're at the top. The vibe, uplifting as can be. One of my books, it's called What Zizi, Z-I-Z-I, gave Honey Boy. Zizi is the Neapolitan dialect for auntie. Zia is aunt. Zizi's auntie. And I write about how blessed I was to come from the family that I came from and where I came from. I get in an argument with my father, may he rest in peace. He said, listen, you little SOB, you think I'm telling you what I'm telling you because I want you to be like me? I want you to become yourself. Become yourself? Why, how dare you? You got to listen to my crap. I'm a little scumbag. I'm Andy Cuomo. I'm another daddy's boy. Another daddy's boy with a big mouth and cojones the size of a smart ball. Maybe if you put him and Georgie Bush's cojones together, you'd get a mothball. I'll tell you what to do. You have no rights. Lock down your business. Stand 6 feet apart. I'm in charge. You're just a piece of scum. You listen to me and swallow the crap spewing out of a clown boy Fauci's mouth. The same guy that gave us the AIDS scare. Yeah. Same clown boy. Again, I'm a Napolitano born in the Bronx, born to be free. Don't you tell me what to do. Don't you tell me what to do. Any one of you political clowns, any, hey, Lindsay, you come out of the closet yet, Graham? Come over here and you tell me what to do. Hey, Cotton Boy, oh, you're a tough guy. Oh, I killed people. I was in the... Yeah, come over here and you tell me what to do. Try to tell me what to do. Any politician, get this in your mouth. You're public servants. You got it? You got it? All you do is suck off the public tit. You don't tell me what to do. We tell you what to do. And that's the fight that the people have lost. We had a peace and freedom rally up here last week. Judge Napolitano, Scott Ritter, Joe Lauria from Consortium News, well over 1,000 people, closed down the streets. It was excellent. We sent press releases to the international news, national news, and local news. Zero coverage. Zero. Peace is a dirty word from these pieces of crap that only sell war. Little boys and girls like Jake Tapidus. Yeah. Arrogant little boys. Oh, we're tough on TV. But don't talk to me like that. Yeah. You call these guys out man to man, they don't know whether to piss a shit. Going back to being a New Yorker, Bronx guy, you learn how to fight. You only attack the attacker. And we've been attacked. Our freedom has been robbed from us. Gone. Gone. I used to be on Oprah, the Today Show. Good morning, everybody, all the time. But blacklisted. I said we'd lose the Afghan war. Alexander the Great couldn't pull it off. I said, if the British, at the height of the British Empire, couldn't pull it off, if into the valley of death rode the 600, remember that one? Yeah. If the Russians couldn't beat them, and we haven't won a war since World War II, what makes you think we're going to beat them? Why, you anti-American? You don't swallow political crap. Hey, look what they did to that guy, Phil Donahue, who just passed away. Came out against the Iraq War, whoop, off the media. I'm saying this because you have to support InfoWars. Do everything you can. I got to tell you, man, I go to, I got to write about all the crap every day. I mean, you know, this is just to give you an example. This is like just yesterday's. Yeah, you see all these underlying articles, one after another. There's a whole bunch of them. I got to read all this stuff. So I try to go out and have a nice time. So I go to the best places. And I meet very, you know, people with a lot of dough. They don't have a clue what's going on. They do not have a clue what's going on. On the other hand, I meet a lot of people. Oh, I see on Alex Jones. Great. The people that watch Alex Jones know, I would say 1,000 times more, that the little clown boys and girls that tune into Fox, MSNBC, CNN, the Cartoon News Network, they don't have a clue what's going on. I'm telling you, it blows me away. I was just down, it's a great place. I go there, it's beautiful. It cost them like $20 million to build or something. It's a beautiful estate up in Hudson, New York. It's exactly 40 minutes from where I am in Kingston. They have a distillery there, beautiful place. You sit outside and you watch the sunset over the Catskill Mountains. Start talking to some people at the bar. Don't have a clue what's going on. Don't have a clue. Run into people, Alex just starts talking about them. They know the facts that are going on. So what I'm saying to you is that if we don't unite for peace, not only are we going to die in war, we're going to rot. We are on the verge of nuclear annihilation. This Israel war keeps ramping up, totally opposed to it, totally opposed to it. Again, it's not a Jewish state, it's a Zionist state. Look up the definition of Zionism, invented by a guy by the name of Theodor Herzl in the late 19th century, that they want a Jewish land. Hey, how about a Catholic land? How about a Protestant land? How about a Muslim land? How about a Seventh-day Adventist land? Were there like several hundred or 1,000 or 4,000 religions and everyone's going to get their own land? I'm not for this religious stuff. This war is going to continue to escalate. We are on the verge of nuclear annihilation. Go to CNN, the Cartoon News Network. Not a peep, not a peep from the prostitutes about what's going on in the Middle East. Nothing. Milton's coming, yeah. Did Taylor Swift get laid last night? Yeah, I mean, this is the crap that they're putting out there. So again, going back to InfoWars, and again, your Trends Journal, you know, there's no magazine like it anywhere, any place, anyhow. And we're giving you, here, I'll give you an example. Palestinian officials, this is from the Times of Israel. So it's not, you know, propaganda. 51 people killed in Israeli airstrikes on southern Gaza. Yep. Destruction, death, and panic in Gulf Beirut as bombs fall. Now, who's this from? Oh, Financial Times. One of my sayings is when all else fails, they take you to war. Tracking trends is the understanding of where we are, how we got here, to see where we're going. Let's go back to January 2023. Today is the 1 year unfortunate anniversary of Hamas's attack on Israel in October 7th, 2023. Let's go back to January. In late December, Netanyahu government comes in. Not my language, mainstream media, extreme right-wing government. Week after week after week after week after week after week after week, we are writing of the tragedies that this right-wing government is committing in the West Bank and to the in Gaza and to the Palestinian people. 39 weeks of protests were going on in Israel before October 7th because of Netanyahu is going to be brought up on criminal charges, try to pass a judicial reform act. 39 weeks of protests. Look it up. The president of Israel, Isaac Herzog, said during these 39 weeks that Israel is in a civil war. Yep, they were in a civil war from the president of Israel. October 7th, 2023 happens. Everybody forgot about the civil war. When all else fails, they take you to war. Again, the Trends Journal, we only report what's being reported. But we say what they're Iranians are reporting what they're saying, what the Israelis are saying, what the Arabs are saying, what the West is saying. 2 days after the Hamas attack, 1 year ago, it was reported that the United States and Egypt warned the Netanyahu government that this attack was coming. And Haaretz, the Israeli newspaper, reported the Israelis knew it was going to happen. They let it happen. Why? When all else fails, they take you to war. You ready? Offensive boosts Israeli prime minister in polls. His poll numbers were in the toilet. Ramping up the Lebanon war. Netanyahu has definitely recovered from the post-war crash, says Dalia Shindlin, a pollster and political analyst, arguing Israel's increasingly aggressive action at a regional level had played a role in his rehabilitation. Let's go back to 9/11. Another little daddy's boy, a stupid, ignorant piece of crap, a nothing of a clown, Georgie Bush. What was going on before 9/11? Oh, the dot-com bust? Oh, yeah. As forecast in your Trends Journal in the fall of 1999, we said it would bust by the second quarter of 2000, which it did in March. The NASDAQ was down over 70%. America's in a recession. 9/11 happens. Little Georgie Bush. We're going to get that guy Osama bin Laden dead or alive. 90% of the people swallowed the crap spewing out of his mouth. Boop, up in the polls. When all else fails, they take you to war. And now, again, I had believed that Kamala Hilarious would do a lot better in the polls than she is. They're running a stupid campaign. When all else fails, they take you to war. The United States was attacked by Iran. The Russians hacked our banking system. They're going to make up something. They're going to make up something. When all else fails, they take you to war. There's going to be a false flag event. Something is going to happen. Where are the people for peace? I talked to, what are you doing? What are you going to do? I don't want to know what you're doing. All right. Again, I want to thank everybody that came to the rally. What they came from Kentucky, from Michigan, from Virginia, from Florida, all over the country to Kingston, New York. The people are doing something. Yeah, we had 1,000. We had, when you look on the all the people that were live streaming, probably got about, you know, 750,000 people. Out of 332 million, we shot 1 million people up here. And 60 million watching it. If we don't unite for peace, we're going to die for war. Again, when all else fails, they take you to war. So listen, you better do all you can, in any way you can, in the name of life, liberty, and the pursuit of happiness. And InfoWars is helping you do that. And the products that they have not only support InfoWars, they support you. And you, we are at a time now when you have to get in the best shape you can, physically, emotionally, and spiritually. And these products help you do that in the physical way. So go to InfoWarsStore.com, look at the products, and do what you can for yourself, for InfoWars, and life, liberty, and the pursuit of happiness. We'll be right back.
I want to talk to the InfoWars listeners, and I just want you to know that I really appreciate what you've done. You know, I want to fight the globalists. I want to take them on. I want to defeat them because it's the right thing to do, and we'll be slaves or dead if they're able to get their agenda fully through. And if you think about how far we've come in 30 years and how almost no one knew this information decades ago, but now everything I've been covering forever is now really mainstream, and all the top talk show hosts, not just in the Western world, but all over the planet, are talking about one world government and the end of the family and how pedophiles are in control and how they want to depopulate us. And everything that we've been exposing. We don't have big establishment sponsors. We don't have billionaire secret financiers like the left. We're funded just like Trump with small donations. That's how he's funded. We're funded by you supporting us, by you getting the products. So we try to bring you, and this is important, the very best products out there so you get a absolutely great response from it. And so that you really, really like it and know that we weren't steering you wrong. Now, of the 1% or so of people that ever buy a product, we get 5-star reviews, 4.7, 4.8 in third-party reviews. But the vast majority of you love the info. It's very popular. People love freedom. They don't want to be slaves. But only a tiny percentage of you ever actually go and get any of the products. These are great products you want. They're the highest quality, discounted from what the ultra quality brands sell them for. Here's an example, okay? We sell high quality, full spectrum CBD gummies that are made by one of the top labs in the country. Even when the company we get these from discounts them, and they have a pretty good deal, it's $10, $15 more than we sell it for. Then when we discount it, it's like $25 less than they sell it for. These are high quality gummies. Somebody's already been into these. But just look at these. Just full of these. And they actually are a little bit moist because they're just so full of all the goodies, ladies and gentlemen. One of these, you sleep great. One of these makes you focus, have just incredible clarity, but you're relaxed. And again, that's about a half full bottle because that's here in the studio. Folks have been getting into them. And if you know a good gummy, it's a little juicy, it's a little wet, it's just totally jam-packed. Now, these are great, but then they have the 1,000-milligram tincture at InfoWarsStore.com. I say they, it's the group we private label it from. They ship it from their warehouse in Colorado. So when you order, it just comes from them right to you, because that's where our warehouse is as well. And the 1,000-milligram is super strong, full spectrum, incredible high quality, and the folks we get it from sell it on average for $45 more than we sell the 1,000 milligram for. So you want to take advantage of all of that. There's all the other great products, Nerve Renew. There is Good Night Sleep, an amazing natural formula for better sleep. The 1,000 milligram vitamin C and zinc with rose hips, the Linus Pauling formula. With the rose hips and the zinc, so good for your whole immune system and body. Then, of course, there's Better Mood, really works well. And then Vitamin Mineral Fusion, sold out for a long time. We got a huge shipment in, but I'm offering it for 40% off because I want you to get it and experience it. Tastes great, all natural, all the vitamins, all the minerals, all the key amino acids, everything you need in one place. Tastes great. Make a picture of it, you know, every 4 or 5 days. Have a glass in the morning, glass at night. Send it off to school with your kids. Take some to work. A bottle of it. It is amazing. And you get full absorption because it's liquid rather than pills. So, Vitamin Mineral Fusion back in stock. 40% off at InfoWarsStore.com. Check out the InfoWars MD line and so much more at InfoWarsStore.com. And I thank you for keeping us on the air. Plus, these are great products you want.
Leading a frontal assault on the lies of the New World Order, it's Alex Jones. The answer to 1984 is 1776. You're listening to The Alex Jones Show with Gerald Celente.
Hey, great being on The Alex Jones Show. And again, they're going to do everything they can to get Alex Jones and his team that work very, very hard off the air. They, again, you can listen to the crap spewing out of the mouth of craphead Kerry and Hillary Clinton. We don't want freedom of speech. We can't govern. They say we can't govern. Who the govern? Who the hell are you to tell me what to do? Oh, by the way, I got to use the proper language. This is one of our T-shirts that you can get at trendsjournal.com. All right? Tell you the way I feel. Anyway, so you got to support InfoWars. Again, I'm telling you, the people I meet that listen to InfoWars know way, 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 way much be more than the, quote, upper class that only swallow the crap that they like to swallow. And when you support InfoWars, you're supporting not only keeping them on the air, but you're supporting yourself. And they got these great deals where you could save a lot of dough when you go to InfoWarsMD. And now they have a premium supplement line. And again, at discounted prices. And it's available for 25% off, but again, only exclusively at InfoWarsStore.com. And they got this, discover the newest line of supplements from InfoWars, designed to boost vitality and enhance overall well-being. Yep, boost vitality. You got to get in the best shape you can, physically, emotionally, and spiritually. We are in the fight for our lives, and these products, again, they enhance your overall well-being. And you get them, again, exclusively at InfoWarsStore.com. So whether you're looking to support immune health, improve cognitive function, or increase energy levels, they're meticulously crafted formulations. They cater to these diverse needs. And again, you need these now more than ever. They got this Ageless Vitality Collagen, Superfood Greens, Mushroom Max, Better Mood Plus, Turmeric 95, Prostate Support. And the older you get, the more you got to support that prostate. Whew, take it from an older cat. Nerve Renew, Joint Max Relief, Good Night's Sleep. So listen, again, supporting InfoWars, you're supporting yourself. It's that 360 win, and it grabs the reins for your health and wellness, and it's a premium lineup that's available at a rate that dominates the competition. And where do you get it? Only at InfoWars Store, InfoWarsStore.com. All right, 40% off. There you got it. So order now. Okay, going back on to what's going on. You know, I mentioned this book, What Zizi Gave Honey Boy. Of everything I've written is my favorite. And I got best-selling books, Trends 2000, Trend Tracking. First book I worked on in the 1980s, Natural Healing. Yeah. There used to be this TV show, Everyone Loves Raymond. And the woman, Doris Roberts, who played the mother, her last starring role was playing my Aunt Zizi. May she, Zizi, rest in peace, as well as Doris Roberts, who passed away 15 minutes after she was doing the movie. You could go to YouTube and put in Zizi and Honey Boy, and you could see the movie. And it's about me getting blacklisted. Again, I was on Everybody. It was almost embarrassing. I was in the news so many times. When USA Today was a big newspaper, they quoted me 3 or 4 times a week. Yeah. Anyway, going back to what in the world is going on, what's next and what to do. When I went on the air, gold was selling for $2,664 an ounce. Go to your trends journal. Google it up. Top trends for 2024, a golden year for gold. Gold prices are up 643 an ounce since we made that forecast. Others like Peter Schiff, a great cat, a number of people said, yeah, this is a good year. No, we're the only magazine in the world that had forecast this. There's no magazine like the Trends Journal. Nothing comes close to it. Nothing. Cover geopolitics. We cover technocracy. By the way, you want to know the technocracy cat is one of his books, Joe Duran. Yeah, look at the size of this thing. Be Human. Essays on Countering Transhuman Self-Destruction. You get it on Amazon. We cover high-tech science. We cover AI. We cover geopolitics. Whole section on the Israel war. Economic updates and market overviews. We're giving you what nobody else gives you anywhere, any place, anyhow. If you could show it, let me know it. And it's only for the grand total of $2.50 a week if you go to jonestrends.com. If you don't, it's $2.56 a week. $2.50, you save 10% by going to Jones, jonestrends.com. And I'm telling you this because this is the most perilous time of my life. If I make it, because you never could tell what happened, they may kill me, I may die, car crash, whatever. Next month, I'll be 78. Never in my life have I been so worried about the future. And I'm a trend forecaster. I see what's coming ahead. Again, tracking trends is the understanding of where we are, how we got here, to see where we're going. And the people forgot the how we got here. I was talking about the Netanyahu murderer. Hey, where's his son? Where's his son? Oh, he's not over there fighting? Oh, he's in Miami. Yeah. Again, all these little warmongers are chicken hawks. They want other people. Could you imagine Lindsey Graham getting a, could you imagine that little slob going to fight? Yeah, imagine these guys going to fight. Anybody that supports war in a foreign nation, go over there, send your wife, your kids, your transgenders, your money, go over there, fight, or shut your mouth. I don't want my money going to foreign wars. I'm an American citizen. I believe in the founding fathers. Read George Washington's farewell address. Don't get involved in this crap, he said. It's been going on for thousands of years, and we're not going to fix it. So gold, $2,664 an ounce. Go to your trends journal. Go back when the Ukraine war broke out. We warned when the Ukraine war broke out and the Israel war broke out that Brent crude could hit $130 a barrel. Now some are even saying $150, $200 a barrel. At $130 a barrel, it will crash the global economy and the equity markets. You got it? Again, we've been writing about this. On and on. And now Brent crude is $81 a barrel. It's gone up like 10 bucks over the last 2 weeks, a barrel. Again, if oil prices go way high, the consumer feels it. As I said in the when we wrote that Kamala Hilarious will win because of the abortion issue, we said there's a wild cards. And the wild cards are, one of them is a stock market crash. And the stock markets today, as we went on the air, the Dow was down over 500 points. NASDAQ down 217. They're all going down. They've been artificially boosted. Again, oil prices go up, this thing ends. Just to give you some idea, auto sales are idling as prices remain high, Wall Street Journal. Levi Strauss cuts revenue outlook. Austin Martin warns of profits. Fashion industry faces sales slide. All right? Eurozone business activity slip back into contraction. This is October 3rd. Again, this is all old news for Trends Journal subscribers. How many more facts do you need to see how bad this is? But again, when all else fails, they take you to war. This is an article from Reuters on October 3rd. The beleaguered U.S. office property market may be bottoming out, analysts told Reuters. That's a lot of BS. They're not bottoming out. These are the people that didn't see it coming that are going to say where it's going. Prices for office buildings have fallen 12.4% year over year, according to RCA Commercial Property Price Index. Throughout 2023 and the start of 2024, many developers and lenders chose to extend maturing loans. They're covering up the crisis. or held off sale to avoid recording a big loss. These are phony deals. Again, the facts are there. A Midtown Manhattan office building sold a month ago for $8.5 million. Sports Illustrated used to be there. Again, because of the COVID war, people aren't going back to work and people don't want need all this office space. In 2006, it sold for $320 million. There's going to be a banking crisis, the likes of which we've never seen in the history of the world, part one or part two. Goes back to gold. We do not give financial advice. Gold, to me, is the number one safe haven asset. No question about it. You look at Bitcoin, it's at 63,000. My guy was on with my good friend Max Kaiser at the beginning of the year on InfoWars. And he was, you know, I said, Max, I agree with you 100% about Bitcoin. And by the way, Bitcoin's still in a solid range now. And our forecast in the Trends Journal, we haven't missed it. We say when it's going to go up, when it's going down. And right now, it's still in a solid range. I said, but gold prices are going to skyrocket. And they have. They've gone up over 30%. Better than the S&P, better than the Dow, better than the NASDAQ. Gold is it. And again, there's going to be a false flag event. Yeah, this is an InfoWars today. Ukraine preparing false flag chemical attack, senior Russian defense official claims. And here's why I'm saying you got to go to InfoWars. It's right here. How long have we been saying this? We've been warning about a false flag event going on and on. When all else fails, they take you to war. Australian business is in a slump. More than 11,000 companies have gone bust in the past year. They record that a dramatic 39% jump in insolvencies in 2023 and 2024 compared with 2022 and 2023. Old news. We warned about this when they locked down everything. The world has changed. 9 o'clock at night up here, everything's dead. Dead. New York City, 1 o'clock, dead. When I was a young guy, we'd go out at 1 o'clock in the morning. Dead. And the cops, the state troopers are everywhere, pulling you over. Where were you? Your blinker light didn't go on 100 feet before the stop sign. Stand on your head. Repeat the alphabet backwards. You're going to jail. You're 0.11% over the stupid number we made up. You're a drunk driver. Yep. 39% increase in insolvencies. I'm telling you, this thing is terrible, what's going on. We are in the worst financial crisis coming up in, as I said, the history of the world, part one and part two. And it's only going to get much, much worse. Ukraine says it hit oil terminal in Russia, in Russian-occupied Crimea. This just came out before we went on the air. On Al Jazeera. What did InfoWars just write about? Ukraine preparing false flag chemical attack. Oil prices, they just attacked. They're going to keep doing it. If Israel and Iran go to war, again, oil prices are going to spike to $130 a barrel, Brent crude. And it's going to crash the global economy and the global equity markets. So you better prepare for the worst. Blessed are the peacemakers, for they shall be called the children of God. That's Matthew 5:9. Hellish are the political warmongers. They're called the children of Satan. Salenti, 10:24. Hellish are the political warmongers. They are called the children of Satan. Blessed are the peacemakers, for they shall be called the children of God. Any of the clowns, there's a couple like Massey, he's a great guy in Kentucky. He's a peace man. So few. Warmongers. Children of Satan. Not a peep about peace and the prostitutes. The media whores that get paid to put out by the corporate pimps and government whoremasters. Prostitutes. This thing is going to keep ramping up. Western leaders rally behind Israel after Iran strikes, but silent on Lebanon massacre. This is from the New Arab. Again, we go to all of the media. We want to hear what they all have to say. UK leaders have publicly supported Israel after Iran's Tuesday night missile strike, despite the relative silence about the political establishment, from the political establishment, about the ongoing massacre in Lebanon. It's now almost 2,000 people have been killed, mostly civilians. And they keep selling the line that we're bombing this place because Hezbollah's living there. Same crap that they spewed out. They destroyed Gaza. Hamas is living in all them houses, all them churches, all them schools, all those mosques. They're living everywhere. Where is the outrage for this? Where are the people for peace? Where are they? And where are all these religions? Blessed are the peacemakers, for they shall be called the children of God. Hey, where are you Catholic priests? Where are you Episcopalians and Baptists? All the Quakers died in an earthquake. Seventh-day Adventists are waiting for the eighth day. What a bunch of crap. You should, where are you? You should be out there all the time preaching for peace. A bunch of phonies. You're all a bunch of phonies. You're not the children of God. You're a bunch of gutless little boys and girls. If the religions are out there day after day after day after day preaching for peace, we'd have peace. No, no, just pass the basket for more money so we don't have to work and we can dress up in our costumes. Oh, and on the Jewish end that God gave you this land, don't want to hear it. Don't want to hear it. Hey, what if I don't believe in your God? Not telling you to believe in mine. So I don't want to hear about your comic book that made this thing up. You stole the land in violation of the Geneva Convention and Article 242 of the United Nations. You keep stealing land, but here's from the book that you're supposed to believe in, the Torah. Thou shalt not covet thy neighbor's property. As you keep stealing land. And I don't want to hear this crap that you're the chosen people. I'm just a little guinea from the Bronx. Save it. Nobody is chosen other than them that are the peacemakers that are blessed by God. The chosen people are the people, according to Naomi Wolf, a Jewish woman, a doctor, doctorate. It's not about ethnicity. It's about living in the spirit of God. We are, this bombing going on, could you imagine Beirut, this is like, how about bombing Los Angeles? How about bombing Fort Lauderdale? How about bombing New York City? How about bombing Paris? How about bombing Rome? Do you realize what's going on here? Where's the outrage? And my money, I got to work like crazy, stealing our tax dollars to keep these wars going. And F you, the people that got wiped out in the hurricane. We don't care. It's $750. Hey, get the hell out of here. Another $9 billion to Israel, another $9 billion to Ukraine in the last week and a half. The country's rotting in front of our eyes. The roads are crap. The subway's a night in Calcutta. Amtrak, a jerk-off train. More money for war. Hell with the people. All you are plantation workers of Slavelandia. We're the rich and we're in charge. We'll tell you what to do. Again, blessed are the peacemakers, for they shall be called the children of God. And not one of you repulsivekins and Democrats, with a very few numbers of you, are the children of God. You're hellish political warmongers, the children of Satan. Salenti, 1024. And I'll call it to you in your face. Yep. You ready for this? This is Yom Haaretz. Again, as I said, when all else fails, they take you to war. Even before total victory in Gaza, Israel's economy has lost the war. Israel's economy is going to crap. Moody's downgrading it one after another. They're going to crap. The worse the economy gets, the more they're going to ramp up the war. When all else fails, they take you to war. By the way, here's one of my songs that I want to write for peace. We're going to rock for peace. We're going to roll for peace. We're going to swing for peace. We're going to bop for peace. We're going to stroll for peace. We're going to twist for peace. We're going to boogie till midnight. Yep. We're going to romance for peace. We're going to boogie till midnight. Stop the wars. Let's bring peace to the Middle East. We got to eliminate the industrial complex beast. Stop stealing our tax money for bombs and overseas military bases. Invest in peace and freedom. It's the spirit of the soul. It's for the sake of we the people, not the political moles. Peace and freedom is who we are, and it won't be stolen by a gutless clan of political freaks and fools who are a national disgrace. We're going to rock for peace. We're going to roll for peace. We're going to swing for peace. We're going to bop for peace. We're going to boogie till midnight. We got to lift the spirit. Support InfoWars.
The deep state hates me almost more than anybody in the world except President Trump. That's because I've got their number. We've got a giant audience of activists like you that understand what's happening as well and aren't going to roll over and let them take over our planet and enslave us and depopulate us. We're going to stop this death cult together. But the enemies of freedom are trying to shut us down November 13th. Regardless, our great sponsors are going to keep the broadcast going no matter what. But we need funds to do it. So please go to our amazing sponsor, thealexjonesstore.com, and get some of these amazing designs. More than 15 years ago, I designed this baby. We've brought it back. I love it. It's a collectible. It's limited edition. It's at thealexjonesstore.com. And now they've added long-sleeved, lightweight, and heavyweight hoodies for cool weather and super cold weather with all these incredible designs. They're now available at thealexjonesstore.com. And it gets even crazier. These shirts are being made right now, so I don't have one, but tomorrow we'll have one. It's in the mail to us right now. Look at this. You talk about fun. I was going to be a Democrat for Halloween, but my head wouldn't fit up my ass. Gotta love that. Here's another one. Make Halloween great again with the evil Trump. Make the frogs straight again. All these great designs and more are available at thealexjonesstore.com. It keeps us on the air at this critical time in the face of the globalists, and they're amazing shirts. You'll meet so many great people when you're out wearing these. It's an adventure to wear these shirts, and it keeps us on air. Thank you for standing with us. Thank you for supporting free speech. You are the reason we're still here. God bless you. Now, please visit thealexjonesstore.com. And again, I want to thank all those that have gone and gotten the shirts. Thank you so much for what you're doing. You are amazing.
We interrupt our program to bring you this important message. While other networks lie to you about what's happening now, InfoWars tells you the truth about what's happening next. Visit InfoWars.com/show and share the link today.
If you are receiving this transmission, you are the resistance.